VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Chris.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, whenever it comes to coffee mugs, chances are you've got a cupboard full. I know I do. With us now to teach us how to monetize those mugs is the Palm Desert Queen of Auctions herself, Lynn Drawley. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the Queen of Auctions, and she's the author of a brand new ebook on how to turn coffee mugs into cash. And she doesn't mean you crush them up and then they somehow magically turn into dollar bills. Lynn, can you make any real money selling coffee mugs?
Hi, Greg Griffin Lee. I miss you guys.
Yeah, well, we'll see you. Do you know that Griff was in your neighborhood and didn't stop by to see you?
That makes me really upset, and especially since you just mentioned Palm Desert. I had a feeling you'd been out my way.
Yeah, I was there last weekend.
Did he see you? No.
I would have had a Griff sighting. I would have loved it. It would have been awesome.
If I had had my own car, I would have made arrangements, but I was the victim passenger of other people.
You're the victim of a road trip.
But I did make a stop at Revivals.
Did you? I love Revivals.
Oh,
we were just there, and I bought a set of Villeroy & Buck flower. But let me tell you about coffee mugs. And I love how you said coffee mugs into cash. I think that's the title of my new ebook. I sell about $3,600 a year in coffee mugs, but that can vary because sometimes you get really lucky and you get a very special coffee mug. A couple of years ago, I bought some green and pink coffee mugs, and they were just signed Stephen. Or S-T-E-P-H-E-N, I guess that's Stephen. And I thought they were a child's craft product. You know what I mean? They looked like completely like a kid made them. Turned out they were Pisgah Forests pottery from North Carolina. I bet you've heard of that, Griff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sold six of them for $916.22.
Oh, my.
It's right, Lee.
So
you can really hit it big with coffee mugs. It's crazy.
So why do people want pre-owned mugs?
You know, it's really interesting because when I was growing up in my grandma's antique store, everybody was collecting cups and saucers. Well, now everyone's collecting coffee mugs. Cups and saucers, you can barely give them away on eBay, but coffee mugs can bring really big money. And sometimes the mugs I've sold for not that much money but really make you happy are special coffee mugs that, like, someone had and then it broke and it's being replaced. And those stories, it happens all the time. It's like, this was my dad's favorite coffee mug and my mom broke it and he's been gone for 20 years and I can't believe I've been able to replace it for. Things like that.
Yeah, my favorite coffee mug, I can't say it over the air.
Why?
Why?
Because I'm the queen of effing everything.
Lee, that is you.
That's my coffee mug.
Does it say that?
And it says that, and it has a woman lounging on a chaise.
Oh, I'm so shocked. I just dropped my lorgnette into my consomme.
when that mug is gone, I would love another one.
That's why we price our mugs really high on eBay. Like, when I put them in at fixed price, sometimes they're $50 and $60.
Wow!
Yep, for a used coffee mug. Griff, you're going to get out of the Hawaiian shirt business and start into coffee mugs.
Well, I do have a question for you, specifically about some inventory I do have. So, about 2 years ago, our local Goodwill store suddenly had a lot of Hilo Hattie coffee mugs. And I bought them all.
They don't sell at all.
Huh?
They don't sell at all.
Oh, smart me.
Are they in your garage?
No, they're in my cupboard.
And I'm sorry, Hilo Hattie does not sell, and we all think it's going to sell because it's all Hawaiian and tropical and awesome, and really, they really don't sell.
Hey, would you like a load of Hilo Hattie coffee mugs for nothing?
I'm so sorry, but they really look like they should be good, don't they?
They'll be good someday.
Yeah,
like 100 years from now, they'll sell. I guarantee you that.
So what? What types
of one Hilo Hattie a year, and I've just stopped buying them.
Yeah.
What types of mugs sell best?
I don't know. I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot. You know, anything that has like an animal on it—a brand, Starbucks, Papel, Odagiri, Taylor and Eng. I love the ones with people's names on them, personalized mugs, because. And Mo, my assistant, always makes fun of me. She's like, why are you buying those? Those are so stupid. They're never going to sell. Huh. And I just sold one for $40 with the name, like, Annette on it. They sell. You know,
so when you go into Starbucks, which I never do, but, you know, once a year, all right?
Okay.
But I see they have these Starbucks mugs for sale, and they're different every time I go in. Should we be buying those for later?
Well, you can. What's really, the Starbucks is tough unless you really know the market. And the ones that are selling for the really big bucks, the $1,000 and such, are the ones that they didn't make very many copies of. Some of the travel ones, like from Australia, and there was one that they made, and they had to pull it off the shelves. It was the Minneapolis, I believe, the Arch, and those sell for like $3,000. St. Louis, my mom is correcting me. Anyway, you've got to know what you're doing, and You can sell the current Starbucks stuff, but your margins aren't going to be that high. And I personally want higher margins than just doubling my money.
Now, we know you. Times. You don't mess around.
I don't mess around.
I know.
Make 10 times what I'm paying. So.
Well, we need an item number for you. Tell us about the coffee mug that one of your Queen's Court members recently found and now has up for auction for an incredible price.
Okay, you guys, this is the most exciting thing ever. The item number is 361.
Wait a minute.
412.
Oh, you're so fast.
Wait a minute.
We're not
there. We just got called on the carpet for this.
Okay.
What?
36, 14, 12, 38, 71, 97.
And for those of us who are, you know, keyboard challenge, say that again.
I will. 36, 14, 12, 38, 71, 97. She bought this at a tag sale. Is it up for you guys?
Yeah, it's coming up.
It is. Looks like John Wayne, sort of.
It's a John Wayne coffee mug. She bought it at a tag sale in Philadelphia. These mugs were given to his cast and crew after True Grit, I believe. And she started researching it and found that some had sold for $2,000. So she started it at auction last night at $1,500. She immediately got someone that emailed her and said, I'll give you $1,250. And she didn't take it. This morning, he emailed again and said, I'll give you $2,500. I said to her, I said, right now, Marsha, she's an awesome Queen's Court member. I said, you raise that price to $2,500 and we're going to think about it. Because I don't think she should take it. What if it goes to $5,000? And I want to ask you and all your listeners, should she take the $2,500 or let it ride for six more days?
Honey, I'd take the $2,500 and run like crazy.
I'd be taking that money so fast, I wouldn't know it hit me.
Oh, my God. I would do the remodel on my kitchen floor.
Okay, see, now you guys have already got your $2,500 spent. But the question is, now she's got a $2,500. She doesn't have anything to lose with letting it ride. Nothing to lose.
Yeah, I know.
Unless he changes his mind, which I don't think he's going to if he's willing to pay that much. And if he's willing to pay that much, what if someone else is willing to pay more?
It's sort of like playing the stock market.
Do you want to buy does he want to buy a Hilo Hattie mug?
I think you should start that auction at least $1,500, Chris.
I wonder what would happen.
You know, you never know.
So I'll throw in a sorry.
And where did she get this?
She found it at a tag sale. And, you know, it's so funny. As I'm writing my coffee ebook, coffee mug ebook, I found this in my research, and I couldn't believe it then when she posted it on the Queen's Court to ask everyone what we thought she should price it at. And it's just crazy that she found that mug. I mean, it's a lot of money. And the only risk I think of her not taking the money right now is that maybe he won't want it when he gets back from his hunting trip in a week. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he might have been under the influence of a couple of beers.
Yeah, I would say that if it was last night, but this morning he was still offering $2,500. So who knows? I mean, I'm curious to see what people think. So
she ought to get in touch with him again and say, I've got it up there for $24.99.
Well, I did. I told her, you know what, email him back, be really kind, and say, I appreciate your offer, but I'm going to think about it. Because you don't want to lose him, you know?
So. Yeah, I guess. I can't get it through my head. I can't wrap my head around the fact that it's just a coffee mug. Do you know what I'm saying? And I know that sounds like cynical, but I would so take that money.
All right. We'll see what my Queen's Court member does. We'll see. It's her mug to decide. I can just give her my suggestions.
Now, there's a famous coffee mug designer just contacted you out of the eBay blue.
This is the funniest story, you guys.
Well, wait a minute. We're going to give the item number.
Okay, here's an item number. It's 40, 10, 13, 54, 66, 51.
And I'll say it another way.
Okay.
4010-1354-6651. I'm there already.
Awesome. And this is the actual artwork by Kurt Kress, who was licensed by Stanley Papel. Many of you must have heard of the Papel name. It's a huge, huge gift company. They have sold over 275,000 coffee mugs. And I got an email from Stanley Papel, and he is the current owner of the company, and he said, would you like to go into business together? And I called him. I couldn't believe that he was calling me. He found me on eBay because he has a Palm Springs home, and he searched by Papel coffee mugs the closest to him. Can you believe that? eBay put me in touch with this guy. It was like,
wow,
fantastic. My mom and I went over to his house for coffee and coffee cake, and his parents had been the original lessees of Ruggles Gift and China Shop on Main Street, Disneyland, when they opened in 1955. So his parents are part of the whole Disney history. He worked in that store when he was 13 years old and on. And the history of his whole family and what he's doing, it's just fascinating.
So there's a picture behind the mug.
That's the actual artwork that mug was made from.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so he commissioned that artwork, and it's an actual painting. Then it goes to production, and it's put on a mug. And we're matching the original artwork that he owns with the mugs, and it makes a really cool gift. I mean, think about that. Those cows for a farmer or something would be a really...
So you're selling both the artwork and the mug?
That's what we're doing. And then we're also selling some really unique samples that never went to market. So it's just been fascinating for me to get into the, you know, to the head of someone who's been doing this for 50 years.
And that's Papel, P-A-P-E-L.
No, it's P-A-P-E-L, Papel.
Right, Papel. Okay,
yes.
Papel.
And anytime you see a Papel, it'll say Stanley Papel on the bottom. He licensed to Odagiri. He licensed to all these other big companies. And there really is a person. And in that listing, there's a picture of me, my mom, and Stanley.
Okay, very, very quickly, how much should I pay for a coffee mug, and what is your average sales price for a mug?
Okay, 10 cents to a dollar is like what I usually say max, but sometimes I'll go higher if it's a really, really cool one, like a rare Disney or a rare Muppet or something. My average selling price is $20.81, which is amazing considering a brand new coffee mug is about $8.
You know what, Lindrolli? You are amazing.
And look for a package containing a lot of coffee mugs coming your way. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. We return with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid. Create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit roadie.com. Oak trees, skyscrapers, eBay. Big things start small, including your business. eBay started in Pierre Amadiar's living room. Now, eBay is celebrating 20 years of small business with Big Things Start Small at ebay.com/big. There you'll find inspiring seller success stories, informative articles and videos, and other useful resources to help you grow your business. So think big and sign up to be part of something big at ebay.com/big.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Attention online sellers. Legislators have immense power to affect your bottom line. eBayMainStreet.com is your hub for eBay's fight against unfair and burdensome internet sales taxes, as well as the push for favorable international shipping policies and more. Sign up today for important alerts at eBayMainStreet.com/join. You could be selected to meet with influential legislators to explain how their decisions could impact your business. That's eBayMainStreet.com/join.